It begins with four distorted guitar chords. Simple, raw. Then comes the beat. Relentless, heavy, familiar. And suddenly, everything changes. Smells Like Teen Spirit didn't just open an album, it opened a door to a new sound, to a new voice, to a generation that didn't want a voice, but got one anyway. Nirvana wasn't meant to be the face of anything. Kurt Cobain certainly didn't want that. He once said, "I feel like people want me to die because it would make them feel like they got the message." But Smells Like Teen Spirit was unstoppable. The title came from a joke. Kurt's friend, Kathleen Hanna, had spray-painted "Kurt Smells Like Teen Spirit" on a wall. She meant the deodorant his girlfriend wore. Kurt thought it meant something revolutionary. That's how things often worked in the 90s. Accidents became symbols. Sloppiness became style. Discomfort became culture. They recorded the song in just a few takes. It was loud, fast, with lyrics nearly incomprehensible. Even Kurt said he didn't know what it meant. He just knew how it felt. And when the music video dropped, shot in a high school gym with anarchist cheerleaders and bored teenagers erupting into chaos, everything exploded. MTV couldn't stop playing it. Neither could anyone else. People called it the anthem of a generation. But this anthem came with distortion. It was messy, it was angry, and it didn't care if you liked it. That's what made it real. Smells Like Teen Spirit launched Nirvana and grunge into the mainstream. But it also launched Kurt into a spotlight he didn't want. Suddenly, the kid from Aberdeen, Washington, was on every magazine cover, every stage, every screen. He felt trapped. The world screamed his lyrics back to him, and he didn't know whether to be proud or terrified. Because behind those chords, behind that screaming chorus, was a person breaking. But that's why it mattered. Smells Like Teen Spirit wasn't about changing the world. It was about screaming into the void and realizing you're not alone in it. It was about frustration, boredom, self-destruction, and making noise loud enough to drown them out. For every teenager who didn't fit in. For every kid who felt too weird, too sad, too angry to belong. That riff was a signal flare. Today, the song is everywhere. Movie trailers, commercials, playlists. It's been analyzed, parodied, canonized. But when you strip it down to that first riff, when you close your eyes and feel the drums hit your chest, you're back in that moment. Before the overexposure. Before the tragedy. Back when three people walked into a room, hit record, and started a fire they couldn't control. Smells Like Teen Spirit wasn't supposed to define a generation. It just sounded like one.